Let's talk about the causes in a moment, because I do want to get to that. But let's start with, you know, where we are in the budget. And I think everybody agrees that there is a hole, that there is, I don't know if I've heard the word crisis yet, but it's certainly a dire budget year. How do you deal with the situation that we're in this year?
I think it's first important to note that how we got here, how we got to this budget hole and what I would call a budget crisis is, and we are currently at about $450 million that we have to cut out of the budget for this year. And that is not because of the past governor and the past administration. It's because of the legislature who controls the budget process. We've been hearing that the past administration is to blame, but we have to include the Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate that actually create the budget. They have cut revenue for years, and revenue is down. Expenses are barely up, are generally up for how they normally are. Because we are not taking as much revenue because of plenty of tax cuts for the rich and for businesses and for specific special interests are the reason why we don't have enough money to provide services to people. And we want to be a part of the solution. We're going to help, but we're in the minority. We didn't cause the problem. We've spoken against the problem in many cases, and we can't not take the blame for something we did not do.
Since we're talking about cause, we are going to hear a lot about Medicaid and a need to reform Medicaid, and that a lot of the costs are driven by Medicaid. What is the answer there? Is it a question of Medicaid reform?
Well, with a brand new governor who is just learning the budget and is late on giving us his idea of the budget, much later than any other governor in recent history, we have to remind him and other folks around the state how we got here. And part of how we got here, especially with Medicaid, when many members of the majority in the Republican Party and the governor says that Medicaid spending is out of control, they made it out of control. They have cut Medicaid spending so much that it creates a system for poor people, Medicaid recipients, that can't get to good care. They can't get to their primary care doctors, which cost the system much less. In fact, when primary care doctors have a choice to decide whether to take these patients, Medicaid patients, when they decide not to, those folks are forced to take emergency room care, which is much, much, much more expensive. And as we cut more, if we just say we're going to cut more, we're going to create more of that system. We're going to create for folks who can't get care or can't get care that the state can afford. And in the end, folks are going to suffer, and many of the folks in poor rural areas that they represent. On the Democratic side, we're going to be sure we're continuing to take care of people, putting people first and not special interests, and put people first, not just numbers on a budget. And we believe that we should continue to make sure that folks can get good care and they can take care of their children as well as Medicaid recipients.
We have a new administration in Washington, D.C. Is now the time to pursue Medicaid expansion if this state was going to do it, when we could be seeing changes or a repeal of Obamacare?
So now is the time. The time was 3 years ago when the federal government was going to reimburse us at 100%. Now is still the time because we believe that President Obama and the facts show that President Obama had it right. In states where Medicaid was expanded, Obamacare premium health care costs have decreased. We've seen premium health care costs, once again, decrease in states that expanded Medicaid. We've heard the governor and the new administration, federal administration, new president, say that healthcare premiums are increasing, but they're only increasing in states that didn't expand Medicaid. So we're going to talk a little bit more about expansion of Medicaid, and we know that we have facts on our side, and we have statistics on our side that show that if we expand Medicaid, not only will poor folks and working class folks benefit, so will people that have premium health care.
So what is the path forward then on this budget year when you do get the budget from Governor Greitens and start to go through that? I mean, as you said, $450 million, I think, is the figure that's going to have to come out. How do you approach this?
I do think there is we can't raise taxes. We can't take more from Missourians. What we can do are find ways, as we will continue to do, that where government can work better, where we can use more technology, or we are unfortunately going to have to make tough cuts to services that are that may be a benefit to a small amount of people or a benefit to a small amount of special interests. Unfortunately, that may be maybe just an extra service that government has done, but we're gonna have to, we're not trying to raise, we as Democrats we're not trying to raise taxes. We don't have the power to, but we want to make sure we're finding waste, fraud, and abuse, and we're finding if there's money that we're not using in the state budget, that we're being good stewards of the other people's money.
Do you think there are a lot of places in the budget like that?
I think there are very few. Democrats have been working very hard over the years to fix those things in the budget already, and we've been successful. And we're going to continue to do that.